You got me there. I want to thank Rabbi Yosef Yaffe Kabbalah. Hashgacha Prati is called a Lashon Torah anytime. I want to thank you. Zikaram, I want to thank the Rabbi Yisrael. Now, I'm pushing the element to Ezekiel Rab. There's a story with my Shver. My Shver's father was a Taira Yid, Hungarian Jew, went to America for Parnassi, had nothing to eat, came to America, was a Shechet. He wrote back a letter, Al Shleish Edvarim America, Aymid, Al Chil Shabbos, Al Chil Shabbos, Al Chnifa. Vim Shlash Eilu L'Yasala, V'yatzachina Min Kasef. That's what he wrote back. He didn't do well. America wasn't for him. He was a tidy. Now my Shver was married. He told me what his father was, what his father was like. His father learned Musa besides 18 hours a day living and learning. An hour Musa, an hour Chassidus. And his mother also learned Musa. She showed him. She learned who knows how long, an hour a day. A woman. So she showed him. She liked Musa. He liked Rishis Chochmah, Chavis Avavis. They learned, I asked my father, my Shver, tell me, what did they learn more, Musa or Chassidus? So he looks at me, Chassidus. Alamaisa, here's the story. One time, my Shver's father was about to walk into the sukkah, and he says, I can't walk in. I don't deserve to walk into the Heiliger sukkah. My davening is a davening. My learning. So that she was a big tzaddikus, his mother. She was a chachama too. You know what she said? But you built a sukkah. And that he hit him home. Oh. The olam ha'maaseh, I don't care what kavanah you had. It's a done deal. You did it. Minaf kamina, roi, all that stuff doesn't mean nothing. Yeah, who cares who, what, when? That's why Zikr Ram is so important. You did it, doing. You can't take it away. A person doing it, Kavanah's not. By the way, we're doing wonders. I just got this fellow that just came here. Is a son of the person who put out a Madrega Sada. There are several types of Madrega Sada. One of the newer versions. He told me, since I opened my big mouth about Navadik, he sold 2,000 copies, mainly to the Lakewood area. 2,000 Madrega Sa'adam. It came back alive. Everybody wants to hear. The Alta for Navadik is having Nachas. I'm a good guy, a bad guy. What's the difference? If I made 2,000, whoever's involved in these things, you're involved, you try, an action. You can't beat action. From all the sheetahs in the world, Doing. Rav Nosson used to tell me, you got to do something. You must have his tongue. You got to do more. You'll kill the Yetzer. You're too busy. People are busy, and Ezekiel Rabbim especially. They become different people. Now, I got a telephone call today. It blew me over. This guy calls me up. He starts talking to me. He tells me his name. I remember it vaguely. And he says, tell me, you need something, whatever. Need a bracha. Remind me who you are. This fellow called me about six, seven months ago about. First time he came down, he came with his wife. Nice fellow. Very nice fellow. But not well. Very not well. Him or his wife. Terrible. You see, there's something wrong. I mean, he was, whatever, a lot of problems. Therapists, both had baggage from home. They didn't have one normal day in their lives. The fact that they got married is a might, because people like this never get married. They wander around, they go nowhere. Now, but the guy made a radical change. I don't recognize the guy. Listen to this. He has a morbid fear of people. He was traumatized 200 stories, him and his wife. Another trauma, serious traumas. One alone could kill a horse for the rest of his life. He's not going to be... You can't imagine these people were beyond issues. They were mamish, the worst of the worst. And what happened? Come inside, Rabbi Sai. Come inside. Where's Jack? Jack is here. Yeah, why not? We'll drink some Jack. The guy has issues. Anyway, I was so striking. The guy, Leland Ishmael's Jack. How do you like my latest shtick? I'm joking. Leland Ishmael's Jack. Who's Jack? Jack is it's nobody. Say name, Jack. But anyway, so the guy called, I met the guy a year, like 7 months ago. This is what he looked like. His eyes, yes, Rabbi, called the momodaka. And every time he talked, you had to wait a full minute till anything came out. On the telephone, he was the same way. I said, ask something. Hello, did you hear me? Yes. It wasn't 100%. And I didn't have, he explained to me the traumas that he went through were crazy. Crazy traumas, one after another. Besides the home, like, forget it. Now, he said like this, you changed my life like nobody's business. First of all, when I knew him 7 months ago, he wasn't 100%. And now, a loud voice, moving, talking, let's try this, a different bria. I says, what did I do? He listens to me twice a week. And my hacking, don't be afraid of people. He keeps hearing it, and hearing it, and hearing it, and hearing it, and hearing it. And he walks in the street, he says he works on it a lot. He says it's not easy, because he is a mouse, first class. He's one of those that wants to sink in. I remember when I saw him. He was clearly not 100%. And he said that he's told his friends, he's passing it to his friends. Don't be afraid of people. That's all it is. Do things you're afraid to do. And he keeps doing it, doing it, doing it. I simply don't recognize the guy. Different person. In my olam, on Shabbos, we have a minyan, and I talk a lot about these things. I indoctrinate them with my stuff, Navratiga stuff, and with time, the guys look different. Just in months, they look different. They're different. I ask that everyone's pushed in to speak. Everyone has to speak by me. They should do this all over the world. Speak. You know why people don't have to go out to do kiruv? You want to know the real reason? Don't give me no shitas. What shita? Shita is you're scared of the world. You feel... I know why I didn't go out. I'm scared of it. You're not courageous because you don't have that chinuch to jump and to do. You're afraid and all the fears. The fears and what this and the ruchni's got. You're a bundle of fear. Now they're taught not to be afraid. So we got together a meeting of 20 in the light. And 15 of them signed up on the spot. We're going out. We're talking about once a week type of stuff. Just to test their waters. To get involved. Because the olam, you see, my shtibel, the guys in my shtibel, the simcha level is very high. We dance on top of the chairs. All the time. We have one honorary member, Rabbi Sporn. Am I right? We're on the chairs all the time. Is it a happy place? The Achdus is crazy. What? The flooding. Unfortunately, we're not in the Madrega that we used to be. The flooding has stopped. What could we do, Nebuch? We'd like to be more, you got to pass the deep water test to join us. But that's gone. It's looking better and better, rather. It looks beautiful. And the camaraderie, I don't talk about Avos Yisrael so much, do I? Oh, Dafka, a little bit. I talk about don't be afraid of everybody. Build yourself up, not the guy next to you. The guy next to you is a Meshuggah. You're a great guy. But he's the guy that, hey, he got nothing. You're the great guy around here. I hock that day and I get it into your head. Stop worshiping people. Who cares what they think? They like you. They don't. See, Bilam, what was wrong with Bilam? He's a Muna. Whatever Hashem does, I'm going to do. You see that with Bilam? He talks like he's against the tzaddik. What? So what was wrong with Bilam? When he used to learn Chayvus Havavus, he learned that you got to believe or rely only in Hashem. But he didn't get involved in not being afraid of people. That part of it, the Nevadic part of Amunah. People, well, you got to be nice to Shane by them too, you realize. Very important what people think of you. That's the whole problem with Bilam. He loved Tovid like a Meshuggah. And the Tacha means two things. It's only Hashem, I'm not scared of people. Leave me alone. You like me, you don't like me, I'm a nice guy. I was just at a convention. Get together. Shabbos Shal Chizik. They had about 700 Yingalite, the Malamdim of Lakewood, get together for the 8th grades, and they get up there. I'm the big speaker there. As soon as I come in there, the guy that's in charge tells me, you're not speaking this year. I mean, I understand that. Because I'm always speaking. There's other people, you know, what's with you. You're not speaking this year. Okay, that's fine. And I walked away and says, that's what he says. I said, we'll see what happens. Before I turn around, the guys that come running after me, Mandel, you're speaking? They have different dining rooms. You know, I go speak for these guys. I make my rounds. I speak all over the place. So they're all running over there. I says, well, the guy said I'm not speaking. So we'll take care of that. So they all ran over to him. Yeah. Now you have to understand the reason why this goes on every year. I'm never officially there. Never. They never put my name over there. Once they put my name, I was on a panel, maybe. But that was all right. But for my bigs, they don't put me down because the derech that we do it is like a tchila that I should get the most covered. Where they're pressured to have me speak. That's different. Now they're all talking. Huh? I spoke my head off. I spoke in every place. I spoke here and spoke there. I was mafking my covered. I do this all the time. And then, in front of the whole place, when they get together with a panel, all the big Rashivas said, yeah, I opened up my big mouth. I don't want to get involved, what I said, what I did. One thing I will say. The last time I opened up my big mouth, I always do this. Oh, there's 500 people there? Perfect for me. Now I want to open my big mouth. Do you mind if I say something? And I get up. You don't know how shy I am, the Teva. It's my wife. I did this in front of everybody. I said, I was sitting there. Rabbeisa, I asked my wife how shy I am. Davidson, am I right? You know, she was so embarrassed. I embarrassed my wife. She married me. It's all right. But I was terribly, terribly shy. To the little Vardigas, they pushed me into this stuff. And I do this all the time. I look for opportunities to open my big mouth. Don't be afraid of people. So what they say, I try to be careful when I say it. I open my big mouth. So I have to ask Mechila sometimes. I didn't have to. They all told me, no, you're fine. I did some. But anyway, the last time I spoke, they spoke about taking an afternoon job. Rishul Kamenetsky was sitting there. And should you take a Rebbe with an afternoon job? I opened up my big mouth and I said, Rav Scheinberg told me, no afternoon jobs. Rabbi Sai, go home. No after Rebbe's, morning's enough. The afternoon, have a tachem. Go learn and have a tachem. I said this in front of everybody. Later on, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Yadri says, I very admire you very much for your high madrega and the tachem and everything. And later I went over to him and says, you know, I appreciate what you said about me in front of everybody, but I didn't mean that they say that I do it. But he was raised a tzaddik. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, you don't know how big he is. You know, Reb Chaim Kanevsky told him, go bring Mashiach. You know that? You have no idea. His wife, they are very much, there's no words. Him and his wife, Madreyes and Matosim, forget it. Anyway, so listen to this. So, what?
What did he say?
What?
He didn't look like an interview.
No. He was very, Rav Sharma. I'm quoting Rav Sharma. You going to fight around with me? Rav Sharma told it to me. He told other people too. So now, that happened years ago. This time, something comes over to me. He says, people thought you were crazy last time. Don't go take an afternoon job. Tell everybody no afternoon job, Somebody told me that wasn't true, but it sounds better to say they thought I was crazy. So we'll say that. Sounds better. You know what he told me? I was making $30,000 for being a nice of a nice in the 2.5 hours every afternoon. And for years, it bothered me what you said. And one day I decided I'm going to listen to Mandel. Quit his job. And he told me he's making the same amount of money. It's a nice thing. He tried for an easier thing, a little tutoring, whatever it is. He is doing beautifully without that job. So Rav Sheinberg, okay, it's a good story. But now, I heard a maisa. Somebody told me that it was worth a gold mine. Yagaman tells me his Zayda, or his wife Zayda, had a heart disease. He had heart disease. And he as soon as he got Alzheimer's, the heart disease disappeared. Did you hear that? As soon as he got Alzheimer's, the heart disease disappeared. How did that happen? I'll tell you a simple shot. Because your mind isn't there to worry all day. Heart disease, every disease. My Rebbe told me this. I have different things in my body. Don't look at it. Don't think about it. Don't talk about it. And watch it disappear. Your worry creates the problem and makes it sit there. Like with COVID. Like your pachka with a boo-boo gets infected. Leave it alone. Mommy, the ozel. Disappears. In COVID, I come into this urgent care place, and as soon as I walk in, this lady, this young, from lady, a nurse, says, well, oh, you're that age? Well, you have to understand that you have a very high risk, high risk. A guy like you, it's very, come to Rai, Machta Chemish. I says, now, I really became a mechutzef. I made up for my younger years. I was the shyest guy around. Boy, did I make up. I says, lady, why did you have to say that to me? You need to say that? Do you know why the old people are getting it? Because you talk like that, they get it. What do you have to say it for? What are you getting out of it? Well, whatever it was. I asked the machila later on. When I came home that night, for 4 hours, I couldn't move. I had no symptoms whatsoever. But after hearing that from her, you guys get it. And even though I fought her, and I let her have it, I came home, I couldn't move for 4 hours. I had to brainwash myself. Stop it, Mandel. You're talking it to yourself, And I was, after 4 hours, I was back to normal. The power of suggestion, what people say, when people get sick, so much of the disease, now I'll tell you, I remember the first time it happened. I went to BB Graphics. I was in a rush. Okay, I was one of those timetables. I got 5 minutes for this place. Then I got to be here. Then I got to be. I got 100 things to do. I've been talking weeklies, and I came in like super stressed. I walk in there suddenly, the whole machine goes haywire. Oh no. You know what Chazal say? Kol adoichik es hashor adoichai. You know what that means? It's a matzias. People don't get, they have betachon and nothing happens. Because they don't chop. How many people come here? Rabbi Mandel? I'm going to say this for Rabbi. To say it to the people I'm dealing with, it's too painful. I don't like to say it to them. But I'll say it to the Rabbi. A lot of people call me up. I'm talking, and it's still not getting better. And you hear the tenseness in their voice. And I don't want to tell them, but betochen means menuchas nefesh abeiteach. Chill out! Oh, I gotta have betochen. I did have betochen. I didn't have betochen. And I have betochen. And it's not working. And it's not betochen. Menuchas. The guy said, you know, betochen is nafshi kegomel alei ima, like a babala who's sleeping in his mother's arms. That's betochen. Gomel alei ima. Don't stress. So the more they push, the worse it gets. And people, they focus on a problem with all the nerves. That is the problem. What your brain has such power, the machine goes haywire. The machine went meshuga right in front of me. And I suspected. I asked, there's a bachur there working there. I says, tell me the truth. When nervous customers come in, do you notice that the machine goes haywire? He burst out laughing. Definitely. There was a lady standing there. And you, oh yes, I have the same experience. Now since then, by March, you know, whenever I see a repairman for these photocopying machines, I ask him. I asked four different occasions. Every single time, they all told me 100%. A nervous guy comes in, the machine goes meshuga. And one of them told me, the last guy told me, the machine gets you back with a vengeance. They're like trying to get you. Hey, you're starting up with me. I'll show you. What's the shot of that? Do you ever hear such a thing? The bria functions. Yeah, menucha. Okay, anyway. There's famous with the flowers. Everybody knows they took flowers. They took a plant. And they yelled at the plant, you're meshugana. Or they played jazz music. Kintaran! Mach doch heimisch! Kintaran! They started playing jazz music, the wild, goyish jazz music, and the plant, the next day they found the plant all shriveled up. You want to know if it's kosher music or treifa music? Ask the plants. They'll tell you. If it's, what? The plants know. They feel it. And then they play soft, warm Yiddish music. The next day, take a look at the plant. Rabbi Sporn, come here. Up front. The next day, they take a look at the plant. It's a different matzah. That's something. And I heard a maaseh. The fellow just came in here. So working on betochen, go b'menucha. A lot of times I tell people, stop working on betochen. I'm taking over. I'll give you a bracha, you'll be fine. This guy comes over to me. He tells me, I just heard my... You know, I don't even know how big I am. I'm finding out how great I am. It's unbelievable. I'm so great, it's not shy. Anyway, so that's what they said when you discover your talent. Well, you can't, that's, anyway, what happened? This guy tells me this woman did her daughter doesn't like her. She didn't speak to her for a year and a half. I just heard this today. I forgot all about it. And after Mandel's bracha, a daughter mysteriously popped up within 24 hours and became friends all over again. That was one. That had a few like that. Another one, a woman told me that her son didn't talk to her for a year and a half. After 24 hours after my bracha, her son popped up. He didn't pop up. He got on the phone and chapped the shmoos with his mother for an hour and a half. I have another meiser where this younger man, all the kids hate him. Suddenly, whatever, there were family chassan, and suddenly they all popped up, and they gave him covered malachim. I was giving him brachas. My brachas work, you know that. Anyway, but then I get trouble when there's a geisa somewhere in Lakewood. Mandel, come on, you can do it. No, Mandel, we've seen you. Come on, no, you can do it. It's not a problem for you. They just told this to me today. Somebody had tiny something. We saw what you could do. Why don't you? Who do you think I am? I'm thinking Magadzin Echmesvas. Anyway, so my latest Mifus, I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm getting money. I asked the ABC the other day, ABC, I need bigger box. I just said this. Just said it. Suddenly, someone walks in, $2,000 check. Someone calls up, I got $1,000. Oh, okay, now we're getting there. Just right after I asked for it. It's unbelievable. But I have to pay for my B'tachon weeklies. But, you know, it's interesting. Most people, they get together, they make an appeal to get money. When I get together, my alum, I tell my mitzvah how I already got money. That's the way I work. I get to ask people for money? No, it's beneath my dignity. I don't ask for money. I go to the Eibishter. Boy, I nudge him. Eibishter's not right. I talk like that. I'm a spell. You have to watch out. You're talking to the Melech of the world. But he likes a little, you know, don't be so stiff. Anyway, so, yeah, this guy, a certain family had tainus on me. When it comes to money, your mitzvahs aren't working. So I said, uh-oh, this is no good. I said, you're becoming a gvir. And I'm coming to you for my mitzvah. That's one of my favorite. Have a seat. Anyway, he comes in. He calls me up. I left his house. 20 minutes later, calls me up. I've been trying like crazy to do business with a certain guy because that would bring me a tremendous amount of money. And the guy is sick of me. I'm a nudnik. He has already told me, please don't come back. We don't want you. Just forget it. You're nudging me. You're not for me. Get lost. That's what they told this guy. Right after, 5 minutes after my bracha, that guy who doesn't want to look at him, calls him up and tells him, you know, I would like to do business with you. The other way around. You know what's going on? And this is going to bring him a fortune of money. That's one of my latest mitzvahs. So I can get money too. And I have shidduch mitzvah. The guy calls me up. What?
Did he give you money?
That's why I'm waiting. I get money. I don't want to go to people for money. I go to Hashem. It doesn't pass for me. My gaiva does not allow me to ask people for money. Hey, Mister, I want from you. You can get money. Leah Kesel Yazov, the Esther Baron. They had a school here, co-educational. That's all they had those days. Batal Hebrew Day School. So they couldn't meet the budget. It was too much money. And they came to a Baron. You know, there's boys and girls together. He says, separate them. Separate them. It's going to be double the budget. He says, forget it. Leah Kesel Yazov. That's what a Baron said. And they were fine. I remember Batal Hebrew Day School all the years. That was the place. Until the Seder got on its feet for the, anyway, the, now the you know the story of Bilam, the power of speech. What you say, watch out what you say. Never put yourself down. Never. I always build myself up. Watch out. There's enough. It's bad enough you think negative things about yourself. Come inside and everybody say, have a seat. Make yourself at home. Risk crucial is for saying. You got to make, always speak positive things. Now, you want to shut it? Oh, here goes. At least somebody's holding cup. I appreciate that. You're good. Okay, here's a shut story. I make big bucks on it. I'm making money. The guy calls me up, and his older girl became engaged. He gave me plenty of money. He considered me the shatz. They used to go around. What do we do? We have to have a shidduch. He's getting older and older. Nothing's happening. Until he calls Mandel. And Mandel says, go positive. Thank Hashem. Thank Hashem. For this, for that. She's a nice girl. She's this, she's that. Just thank day and night. As soon as they started doing that, within 2 months, she's a kala. Things started moving. He's a kala. So they gave me so much. They gave me big bucks they're giving me. Because they hold up the guns of the chapter. They saw a major, major turnaround. You can affect people around you with the power of B'tachon. People call me up, all different kinds of issues. And then they have, A maaser with sometimes a child is born and it's not so whatever. So I pump up the tochen, suddenly the shviga behaves for a change, you know. Suddenly the shver shells out a lot of money he never gave before. The tochen, I had a guy who used to suffer. He used to go to sleep at night and he had 5 times a night he used to get up with heart palpitations. Why? He bought a new house. He couldn't pay for it. His large family is going out of his mind. He's a big masnid, a big ben Torah. He lives in learning. But in my books, you got to live in betochen. You don't live in learning. You'll steer it. But if it is a steer it, take your pick. I was once working very hard in betochen. And I was holding and learning very stark. And I did not get what I wanted. And I called up my Rebbe, Rebbe Isa. Look how I'm stagging and learning like never before. How much are you learning Musa? I learned about a half hour. No Musa, no Yeshua. But I'm learning Gemara, so learn Gemara. But you're not getting a Yeshua. Did you hear that? You want a Yeshua? Now sometimes you'll get it from the Gemara Texas also. I've seen things like that. It's possible. People are different. But my chevra, if I don't learn a lot of it, if it's happened to me, I learned an hour a day, but talking, and I'm still not having Yeshua. So my Rebbe tells me, I says, it didn't work. He says, oh, it didn't work. You didn't learn, you learn more Musa, and it'll work. It has to work. It's a Matthias. It has to work. Mirabelia Katz, he had a whole mahalach. He would cure people from arthritis, from all different back problems, the worst problems, excruciating pain. He got the guy to tell himself 10 times a day, you have nothing wrong with you, you're fine, make yourself comfortable. All the sweet guys are coming. You have to tell yourself 10 times a day, I'm fine. You know what they say, the reason why people get sick is because somebody shepherded them. One of my favorite cases, he just testified the truth of what happened. He had Yana Machla. And I told him, and he called me, Adele, I got it. I says, tell me, anybody chepering you? Anybody bother you recently? Oh, yes. Someone in his family knows how to give it to him. Critical, and I can't handle it. I says, well, I'm not going to say it's that person's problem, it's your problem. My problem? Such a Russia, the guy yells at me. No. In Nevada, they say it's our problem. You know what you do? Because you're so sensitive. You don't like to get bezienis. I get you safer. It tells you how to love bezienis. Nothing wrong with it. So what? Let him yell. He learned that safer for 2 weeks, a half hour a day. No mayana machla. How do you like that story? Now I'll tell you. I have a mindset that I just verified. I was there on Shabbos with the Chassidish Olam, and we're schmoozing together. And I met Punkt. I said over Barab Mashgacha, a Maisa that happened, and the guy whom it happened to happened to be there. Great story. You better watch what you're saying, Mendel. This guy is sitting there. Rabbi Gezelnik Gerelnik. What was his name? The Mashgiach of Nitra. Anybody knows? He was a tzaddik. Reb Aaron invited him. He was a commentator. And he learned Barbara Beth, came to America. Reb Aaron did not want Europeans. Him he wanted. He was special. And he was a big Baal Musa, this fellow. And he came to, to Lakewood. And they say about him that he was an older bacha, 30, and he wasn't married. So he didn't daven that much for a shidduch. He daven more that he shouldn't get atzistik. And that's something. He's a smart man. If you're not atzis, you'll get your shidduch. I did that to a couple of young ladies. They're both engaged. A 25-year-old girl and a 20-year-old girl. 25-year-old Yesena. She wasn't getting married. She gave up. She was crying with sugar.
The neighbors called me up, do something for this girl. The girl was on the phone. And I says, lady, stop looking for a shidduch. Stop thanking Hashem for your present situation. Just say, Neman alay Hashem. She started doing that. As soon as she started doing that, accept it. I'm happy. So I'm not married. All these crazy girls. You got married so soon. Who wants to be them? I like the way it is. Keep saying that. She said it. And what happened? She became a kala a few months later. And she said, as soon as I did that, she suddenly, things started moving. Then I had a 20-year-old with the same terrible story. She wasn't getting married to save her life. As soon as she started saying, I accept the matzah, instead of yelling, Hashem, what? I'm working so hard on betachon and nothing's happening. I call a dachik as a shah. Sit back and say, Neman alay Hashem. It'll calm you down. You know, people want things. When they don't get it, they get impatient. Because they want things very much. And if they would stop wanting so much, they get it sooner. Don't want so much. Relax. But this has to be. I don't want to tell certain people. They ruin it for themselves. I have a lot of people have big yeshuas with them. But the yeshua is not complete. You keep calling me. Yeah, your nervousness is completing the problem. You keep calling me again. Hey, what's up, Danai? Keep calling me again and again. And you keep the nervousness. Now listen, I'm going to be mafrus everything I just said now. It's all baloney. You can be nervous. You'll still get a shidduch. I told this Nebuch. This person has a peckle. And I'm working so hard about talking. And then I fell in. And I got nervous all over again. You know what I told those people? I said this in front of all the Torah Masai Rabbeim. I told them. You know what you do when you're getting depressed despite all your work on Betachon? You say, Baruch Hashem, I'm depressed! Leib nishpa v'nitkel kim lo yisirza. And it's Gemara in Tainus. As soon as he got Chalishas Adas. You know who that was? Who was it? One of the Tanaim. As soon as he got Chalishas Adas. Chalishas Adas means you don't have Betachon. You're one of those Nebuchs. As soon as he got Chalishas Adas, it started raining. Thanks to Chalishas Adas. Who says you need betachon? I got Chalishas Adas. I should do the job. I'm also brachim. That's great. Rabbi Mintel, but I cried. That's no good. I'm losing my betachon. What? Losing your betachon. Shai d'moyz lin and alu. You win no matter what. A yid is a winner. The Davis that doesn't let it work, you're a malach. He wants you to know. There are people that could get the same Yeshua without crying. This guy got to cry his head off. I heard there's a chosheb in a bar again. And this guy could cry his head off. And the other guy could say one filler and they'll get it. He has a different style. I go with simcha. They'll both get it. Different ways. You know the way I get things? I sit back and I could barely open my mouth. Favor, so just do me a favor. Boom! Things happen. There are many times they say, Mintel, you got the name? Don't bother me with the name. I get off the phone. I say, Abish, the guy in the telephone. Do the guy a favor. I don't know his name. Take care of him. And I call the guy back. How is he? Yeah, something just happened from... That's me. That's the Rebbe's Mifus. Come on, put that down on a long list of my Mifus. Put out a book. You know what I tell Machsidim? I tell him like this. Every Rebbe... To be a chassid is not easy to be a chassid. To be a chassid, you gotta dress the way all the chassidim do. Might cost you some extra money. You have to hang around. You have to look at certain svarim. And you have to go to the tish. And you have to spend a lot of time saying what a great Rebbe you have. You know, that's all time. Takes time, all these things. My chassidus is different. Saying what a great Rebbe you have. I don't. None of my chassidim have to get involved in that. It's a waste of time. I'll be mitzvah. I'll do that. I say that myself. I'll be shita. I'm a great guy. I need you to tell me that. I know. You don't have to. I'll take care of that part. You can sit and learn at that time. You see, my chassidim has much less little tayor. Because the Rebbe does that. You don't have to waste time saying what a great Rebbe you have. I'll take care of all the problems. Anyway, so this guy, this yid was in Rav Gezelnik, I think his name was. His enikel told me the story right there, this Shabbos. And he told me, Rabbi Mendel, I was there. Oh boy, better watch what I'm saying. And he says, this is what happened. His grandfather was a big masmid, everything was a big, he was very into Musa. And Shana Rabbi Night, he had a dream. And in the dream, they told him, my friend, you're in the next world. You know what he saw in the dream? He saw himself, Rav Aaron Kotler. Now, I've told this story before, but this time I got it clear. Agni P.A., much clearer than ever before. I saw Rav Aaron Kotler, my Rebbe, and Rav Baruch Ben, my Rebbe, telling me, come. You're going to give a today is your chance to say a shir on Chayvus Havavus. Tonight is you're going to be saying the shir. And they walked him through a long way until they came to a base medrash, Chayvus Havavus. Now the way I said it, I thought there were big letters on top. That he wasn't sure of. But the name of the base medrash was Chayvus Havavus. Chayvus Havavus is and Rab Aaron Kotler and Rab Baruch Ben. Oh, they didn't learn Musar in the Briskes. Rab Baruch Ben was, you know, there were two yeshivas in Brisk. There was the Musar place, the Alpha and Slobodka, Knesset Yisrael, if you're so Salanta. What? Slobodka, that was the Alpha and Slobodka, the more famous one. The other one, Rab Baruch Ben was there. Knesset Beis Yitzchak was good, whatever. Who? Kamenetz. It was Kamenetz. Two yeshivas, the Musar one, not the Musar one. Guess who was walking him to his place, to the Chayvus Havavus. Members of both yeshivas. It's fine. They learn Masop. No, don't worry, Rabiskarov. Yeruchim Gurelik. I heard this from Zainikol. The first week that he came to Brisk, he saw Vavel Brisk walking back and forth, pacing back and forth, and saying, Lishuasa Kvisi Hashem, for hours! That's the real Musa. Oh, ho, ho, not easy. They didn't learn Musa. Aloni. Anyway. So they knew Chavis Havavus Balpeh, Shar B'Tochen, the Briskes. What are you talking? If you get into Briskes, you're going to have Shar B'Tochen. Briskes, pure Musa. Oh boy, they got to... I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. No. I'm joking. Anyway. See, everybody wants the whole world should be dancing to his tune, you know. Now, I have two ways of going. I could say, Nebuch, those guys are not into Musa. I'm from the good guys. You know, or I could say, oh, they're also one of us. You know, everybody's us. There's two ways of being a Balgaivanik. There's different mahalchim. If you want to be a Balgaivan, be this type, Balgaivan, that type. There's different ways of being a big shot. Anyway, so, I don't like to put people down. I'd rather go this way. But I forget if someone has a different dara. But Musa is not a joke. Anyway, so they're walking him a long way. You're giving a shear. He came into that place, and the Chofetz Chaim was sitting there. Did you hear that story? Chofetz Chaim was there. Now there's a murder gemaisa with this person. All the Bachim and Kamenetz, one day packed their bags, they're going to visit Chofetz Chaim. He was the only one that did not go, because he was learning. That's a real itfak. He's learning. He ended up in the Chiddush Yeshiva, with the nitro, he had an hour worked out. But that's a real hardcore lift. I get orders, you know what I'm talking, he's in the middle of learning. Bekitza, in his dream, Chofetz Chaim was there. Maybe it was chus that he wasn't about to tell you. I don't know. But he went there to see, he couldn't eat. That Hashanah Rabbah, he couldn't eat because of that dream. And he went over to the local dayan, and he told the dayan about the dream. The local dayan says, don't worry, it's fine. He says, I am worried. And 30 days later, he was nifta. And the dayan, at the beginning of the shiva, the dayan came in, and to be Menachem Avol the Meshbacha, and he said, I have a story to tell you. I'll tell it to you when the shiva is over. When the shiva is over, he said this story. I got it straight, once and for all. What did he say to that? Anyway. When I heard this, I said, you see, the Iker and Yenevelt is Musa. See that? Rabbi Ben Musa. See that? Watch, all Brisky's gonna kill me now. We'll make a lemonade for a change. Things are dead lately. Let's make a lemonade. Let's hear them. No, Mandel, what did you say about Brisky? What kind of baloney? I did hear that Rav Rumi Yeshua got up once. You can correct me. And he said, Bein Hazmanim. It's not Lashon Hara. And he said, Bein Hazmanim, you have extra time. Learn plenty of Musa. I heard that. And I heard a huge amount. So I don't want to get involved what actually happened. I wasn't there. But that's clear. I heard, learn Musa from Yeshua. You heard of him? The real Bris. The Bris that doesn't learn Musa. Right? I'm not talking about, what's his name? The one Kaplan. What's his name? What? Sweet Kaplan. He's a big Bar Musa. Even though he's brisk, and they said Rami Yeshua pushed him to be like, he says, I can't do it, but you gotta do it, whatever. But that's a story. So it's okay, you can learn Musa. My favorite. So in Yenneveld, anybody that came to my Vod, Muftachlai Yeshua Ben Olam Haba, you came to my Vod today? You're gonna be Zeichet, all is good. Does anybody want to do Zika Rab? Now the fellow here came from Israel. Do you want to help him out? Let me know. You're doing yourself a favor. When you put Toiches helping people, he's giving out another, he sold 2,000 copies of Madrigas Adams. Thanks to, he's giving me credit, because most of them went to Lakewood. He lives in Herzl, he's a Rosh Yeshiva, he's a Navardiga. He's the son of a famous Navardiga. His father put it out. He's gonna come here soon, and he's gonna ask me. I told him to come at 10 to 9. He should be here any minute, I don't know. If anybody's interested, you're doing yourself a favor, because you're able to do things for the public. People who do things for the public, all their problems disappear. You hear that? You get involved and help the public, the more the better. Your personal problems disappear. It's a school of Gedolah. I have a lot of people doing these things. And today the money is rolling in like crazy. I don't know what to do. Suddenly this sweetest guy I ever met gives me fat check. And not a fat check, if someone called me up. There's another one. What should I do? It's a problem, no? The money's coming at me from both sides. There's something about me. The money runs after me. There's a story to Reb Geshen. They once got him money. And the Gevir gave him money in his hand. They say he almost fainted. He said, I'm not touching that stuff. He was a multi-millionaire. Reb Geshen was a multi-millionaire. He couldn't bring himself to touch. He had money so far.